this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you. For my way.
Please keep in touch.
Welcome to Music Sin Fronteras, Music Without Borders. Today we interview Mexican singer-songwriter Yanine Saavedra. We will talk with her about the electrifying live appearances that she puts on and also about her upcoming debut album. If you are a regular listener to my show, Music Friday Live, you know that we were based in Los Angeles until July. That was July of this year. Music Friday Live has moved to Mexico after 2 years of planning to take advantage of the fabulous music coming out of Mexico, not just mariachi, but also rock and rap and EDM and everything in between. And we have a new name, Music Sin Fronteras, Music Without Borders. We landed in the state of Jalisco in the small town of Ajijic, that's spelled A-J-I-J-I-C. It's an indigenous word, it's not a Spanish word. And although Ajijic is too small a town for many people, it's a short 1 hour drive to Guadalajara, a city much like LA, with many clubs and venues and bands. So because I go to an annual music convention in Guadalajara every year, I am familiar with rock clubs there. So Ajijic is a great place for me to do a music show. Small town intimacy and quick access to the music and culture of the big city. Plus, the music community here is pretty formidable. Yanine Saavedra is here, and we interviewed her here actually yesterday in her studio because she couldn't be with us live today. So the sound of the interview is going to be a little different than what you're hearing now, but it's all good. And of course, you know, this is Mexico, so you're going to hear some extraneous sounds, trucks, horses, an occasional marching band, construction, you know, things that just no amount of soundproofing can keep Mexico quiet. But in any case, let's go ahead and let's talk to Yanine. Yanine Saavedra is a singer, a composer, a songwriter, and an extraordinary talent. In a world where there are dozens of girls with guitars who are very good, she stands out. Her voice can move from haunting to electric, her music can break your heart or move your feet or both. And she is fun and funny. She blends traditional music and modern beats and rhythms with lyrics in Spanish and French. She has toured Europe, performed in the renowned clubs of Guadalajara, and recently packed the La Mezcalería, my Spanish is not getting better fast enough, venue in Ajijic, where she lives and where Music Sin Fronteras is based. And even more exciting, she's putting the final touches on her debut album, her much-anticipated debut album. Yanine, welcome to Music Sin Fronteras.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Well, since I realize that English is not your first language, and Spanish is certainly not my first language, if you can't find a word in English that you need, just say it in Spanish and maybe I'll know it, or maybe Google will, okay?
That's clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, have you always sung? Did you start singing as a child?
Yes, since I was a very little girl. My dad, he's a singer, so at home I always heard music, listened to the music and songs, and so I sang all the time.
Was your family musical? Did they play and sing?
My father, he sings. He sings really, really well, and he teaches singing. So yes, I'm coming from a Bohemian family.
A Bohemian family.
Bohemian, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
That means that we were doing all the time at home parties with the family and with friends, and we get together to play songs and sing, and so I have this very, very deep in my family.
Could you remember the first time you sang in public?
In public? Wow. The first time... For me, it's important the first time I sing for the audience, but it was when I was busking in Granada, when I started busking. So yes, I remember. Yes.
Did you like busking?
Yes. I mean, at the beginning it was really difficult, but I had to do it because I need to earn some money. So yes, I liked it. It wasn't easy at the beginning, but then I get used to it since I did it many years.
Have you ever heard of the band La Santa Cecilia?
Ah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, they started busking in Pasadena 8 years ago, and last year they filled Disney Hall with 2,000 people.
Wow.
So busking could lead to other things.
Wow, yes.
Right. Well, when did you realize that singing was what you wanted to do?
Yes, when I went to Granada, to the south of Spain, it was because I wanted to become a flamenco dancer, but then I didn't connect really well with this beautiful culture, but it wasn't for me. So it was when I started to sing, I said, yeah, this is my thing. I was feeling more natural singing than dancing flamenco.
When did you start writing songs?
Writing songs? I think it was in the 2011 when I came back from Granada. I stayed there for years and a half. And I came back to Mexico and I went with my family to Mazamitla, to the mountains here. They were staying there for a period of time. I stayed with them and then I started to connect with what I wanted to say and to create the nature. It was a big inspiration.
To get the curse of being a musician,
yes.
Right, songwriter.
Yes.
So what was the first song that you wrote?
It's really funny, but it could be the really first. It's not in the, it won't be part of the album. It calls Utopia, but in that moment I call it Peace Song. Yeah, so it was really romantic and naive. Yeah, that was it.
Mexicans do romantic songs very well.
I know.
Canción de amor.
All the time.
Okay. I've seen you live, and your performances are electric, muy emocionante. And I want to play a song that I heard you sing at La Mascarilla, and this is Impermanente.
Dun, 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 dun. ¿Cómo deshacer esas huellas que temen? Si ni siquiera se han de temer. Aún así, disfruto la falta de calor. Tendré que parar mis pasos. ¿Cómo renovar las ideas? Nada vacío estoy para poder perdurar en el hoy. Aún así, disfruto la falta de calor.
Singing about there?
Wow. I will try to explain. Impermanente, it's impermanent. It's an idea of living the present moment. Yes. The chorus says, un instante is an instant. Eterno. Eternal. Uh-huh. Sin avanzar, sin ir atrás, without going forward, without going backward. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Something like that.
is that a metaphor for your life?
Yeah, I kind of, yeah, I try to be in the present moment and not to be a lot in the future, which is difficult, but I like to remember myself to be in the present moment.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, the arrangement of that song, El Arreglo Musical, is muy sophisticado. It's very sophisticated. So how did you create that song?
Mm-hmm. Well, it took me a while, actually. This song, it's been, I have changed it many, many, many times. So yeah, just it came out. I was just, I like to start something in my guitar just to do something rhythmically, and then something comes out. I don't know how it comes, but it's like that. But it's been, I've changed a lot, the lyrics and the melodies. It's been a while, yes.
Is this the final version?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to play another one of your very sophisticated songs, and this is actually my favorite song that's on your Bandcamp site, and this is Buscada.
Sentir la marea suave sobre la arena, sin espuma ni ondas ni huella. Trazar la línea para retroceder, caminar y empezar a querer. Cuestionar el sabor de los fríos primaverales, verticales y horizontales. Huir montaña arriba a deshilachar misterios, atrapados.
That song is so emotional, even if I don't understand all the words, and I don't. For those of us who don't speak good Spanish, what do the lyrics say? Why does it touch your heart so much?
Yeah. Wow. It's not easy to explain that. Well, I mean, Búsqueda is the name of the album, which is searching. No? So it's all of these years that I've been traveling and looking for my style and influence. I had a lot of emotions and confusions and feel and all of this of being really far from my family and country, no? So it's a result of this searching, no? But still I'm on it because the album it's a mix of very, very different rhythms and influences. So this song is kind of a resume.
A resume
of this. Right. Mix of feelings and yes.
Okay. There's a part of that song, I think it's towards the end, where you sound like you're very far away and you're talking to us, oh, maybe through a telephone.
Yeah.
What are you telling us?
¿Cómo vas a hacer el nudo para todo? I need to translate. Please help me. You know the newt? The newt?
Yes.
How can I untie?
Untie the knot.
The knot.
Yes.
It's kind of the translation of how can I untie the knot to lose everything. As I say this.
Okay,
so
yes.
It's like all the blockage.
Yes.
In French,
okay.
Tu bloqueur.
Yes. I don't speak French, but that's all right.
No, but
I
don't
know
it in English. When it's everything is...
Is very tight.
When, yeah.
Yes.
This need that we have inside.
Yes.
So there I'm asking, how can I...
Untie the knot. Break the knot. Okay.
To lose everything. No?
Okay. To be free.
To be free, yes. So
okay.
This is kind of like this.
All
I'm
right.
Repeating all the time.
Well,
asking myself, like, can I untie the knot?
Now I understand why
yeah,
that song is so so emotional, because it's you coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Okay. Well, there's another song in your Bandcamp collection that I want to play, and that's Question à la Yuzhan. And here it is.
¿Por qué, para qué, de qué, ya qué? ¿Por qué, para qué, de qué, ya qué? ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿De qué? Cuestiona la ilusión. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿De qué? Cuestiona la ilusión. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿De qué? Cuestiona la ilusión. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿De qué? Cuestiona la ilusión. Yo solo sé decir no sé. En esta dimensión y no hay duda de que sentimos ataduras, pues para poder seguir jugando hay que ser aceptadas, aunque nos sintamos muy extrañas. Al elegir el rol del personaje, el cual cambiamos a cada instante, seguiremos creyendo que somos más que reales. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿Ya qué? Cuestiona la ilusión. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? No puedo escuchar la palabra eternidad. ¿Cómo descifrar lo que es el destino si no dejo de escuchar? Conócete a ti mismo al elegir el rol del personaje, el cual cambiamos a cada instante. Seguiremos creyendo que somos más que reales. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿De qué? Cuestiona la ilusión. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿De qué?
That song is hypnotic, and I understand I didn't quite pronounce it right, so why don't you say it?
Cuestiona la ilusión.
Cuestiona la ilusión. Okay. I can't get the hook in that song out of my mind. What are you questioning? What's the illusion?
I think it's illusion that all we have, no? Like asking why here, like we're supposed to be really sure of what we want. Everybody is really sure, and everywhere you see the people is really sure of what they think is their truth, their philosophy or whatever. So for me, it's like, no, what's the real truth? Everything could be an illusion, no?
I think there was a movie made about that, right? Yes, called The Matrix.
Exactly.
No, all right, okay. Well, one thing that's not an illusion.
Yes.
Is that you're about ready to release an album.
You are
about ready to release an album, right?
Exactly. In my dreams, yes.
In your dreams.
But I hope yes.
It's not an illusion, no?
No, that could be. It could be a truth. Yeah, a reality, yes. It is.
Maybe next month?
Yes.
Okay.
It's almost ready.
Almost ready.
Okay. Yeah.
And the name is?
Búsqueda,
that's
yes.
Right. Búsqueda. And is it going to be all new songs?
See, it will be 12 songs.
12, that's
yeah,
a big
that's
album.
That's a lot, I know.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
good. So.
You need to be patient.
All right. Well, how can people follow you and learn when the album is ready?
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram for the moment. and then there I can announce when it's ready, the album. So my Facebook, you can find me like Janine Saavedra. It's Y-A-N-I-N Saavedra. S-A-A-V-E-D-R-A. And in Instagram, Janine Music. Together.
Okay,
there
I
can announce them, my website. I will share.
Okay. Well, you know what? When it comes out, I think we're going to have you back on the show, because then I'll be able to play some of the new music. Okay.
I'm glad, please.
You don't mind?
No, yeah,
okay.
I don't mind.
And I should also tell our audience that Janine has been very generous. We're not in my studio now. We're in her studio. So I'm sitting here looking at her musical instruments and at her mixer and all of the wonderful things that she uses to create music, including two cajons.
Yeah.
One of which is being used as a speaker, a table. But we're going to take a couple of photographs of her in her studio, and you'll be able to go to our page and take a look at them. In the meantime, Janine, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you very much, Patrick, for inviting me. Pleasure.
Janine Saavedra, you can follow her on Instagram, is probably the best place, and on Facebook. If you get a chance to see her, if you're in Mexico and you get a chance to see her play live, don't miss the opportunity. She is wonderful playing live. And keep your eye out for a new album, and also keep your eye out for our announcing the next time she's on our show. And that's it.
And that was our conversation yesterday with Janine Saavedra. And as you can tell, there's a truck convoy going past the studio outside. And sorry about that and a little glitch at the beginning. Janine will begin releasing singles from her debut album, Busquera, September 5th. And then the full album will be released a little later, two or three weeks later, maybe three or four. So follow her on Facebook. And in the meantime, you can hear her current songs on Bandcamp. She's right there. And believe me, it's worth navigating over to Bandcamp when the show's over and listening to them. Well, speaking of the show being over, we are out of time. So tune in next week live at 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. West Coast, 2 p.m. Eastern, for another interview with a local Mexican artist, and listen to some of the pop, rock, rap, hip-hop, jazz, and other music of Mexico. You can follow us at our new website, https://musicscenefronteras.com. That's musicscenefronteras.com. And Fronteras is Fronteras, musicscenefronteras.com. Our Twitter feed and our Instagram are the same as they always have been, Twitter at Music Friday Live and Instagram at Music Friday. We didn't want to lose the archives there by changing the names. We are on Facebook at Music Without Borders, Ajijic. Music Without Borders, Ajijic. And of course, we're here on Blog Talk Radio at Music Scene Fronteras MX. In the meantime, have a great musical week and Viva Música de Mexico.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. A shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at Cameo at cyberstationusa.com.
Oh my God, I found it.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.